Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, really appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks again for the invitation. Great to be here.
Absolutely. And, you know, we will talk about the latest school board meeting that took place this past Monday. And so there was an organizational meeting held within that, picking some board members. And so there was stuff with the president and vice president.
So, yeah, we had the organizational meeting, and Linda Andorf will continue to be our president, and Travis Langrebe will be our vice president. And that is great because that's consistency. And I think with consistency means productivity and efficiency. We also went through the number of different committees that they will be on, and they all agreed to that very quickly and appreciate their efforts, their willingness to serve, and again, passion to serve and do the best for Perry Community School.
Absolutely. So yeah, really appreciate all the work that they're doing. And then within the superintendent report, there was a couple of things coming up relating to the one-year mark of January 4th.
Correct. Our recovery committee, facilitated by Dr. Ross, they've been working hard this past year and working to make sure that we're doing everything we can to help people as we come on that one-year mark. But details from the recovery committee and all the different support mechanisms and information will be coming out through Dr. Ross and the committee. So that's a real positive, I think, for our school. Kudos to all the different people. I bet we have 25 people on there from a good cross-section of people from the school as well as the city, law enforcement, ministerial association. So very well represented, people thinking from all different angles and sharing thoughts to make sure that, you know, we are prepared for that one-year mark, be able to support each other.
Just want to stick with that point really fast, Clark. So, you know, I know obviously you walk around the schools and stuff. From your assessment, how are you seeing the staff and the students handling with the different services that are being offered?
Yeah, I think they're doing very well. I think people realize that there's support out there, number one. Number two, that it's okay to get support. And through our schedule, our new schedule that we have for students and staff, they're able to have better access to it. And I think overall people are doing their very best to recover at their pace, and everybody heals at different levels. And I think the school realizes that, I realize it. And I think that they've been doing a tremendous job of healing and again, trying to continue to serve kids too. And kids also have a number of different support mechanisms. We have mental health therapists at school, of course, our counselors. I think it's just worked out really, really well to get through, you know, a very challenging time for everybody. It's good to see where we're at right now.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. Now, Clark, let's talk about, I know there was about 20 members on the voluntary early retirement for 2024-2025.
Yeah, this was a unique situation. The board did approve all 20 staff members for voluntary early retirement. I know our policy talks about six, but the board has the liberty to accept six or all. And because of our financial challenge that we have right now with deficit spending, this will be a huge help with the general budget. So I applaud the board, and for sure want to thank each of these 20 people for all the service, the work that they've done at Perry Community Schools, some all the way up to over 30 years of service, but all 20 have served our Perry schools tremendously and will continue throughout the year too. They're not done.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, they're great people, and yet at the same time, wish them the best as they approach their retirement years.
Awesome. Okay. And then of course, really cool thing obviously coming up in 2025 is Perry's prom. And so there was a request to get some buses. So talk about some of that.
Yeah, there's a request from the prom committee to get some buses. Normally they request dollars, but they did it a little bit differently. And it was a good team effort. The school provides the buses. They will be paying for the bus drivers. So I think great teamwork on that part. So applaud the prom committee as well as our board in supporting the prom.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. And Clark, before I let you go, of course, you know, the first half of the year is almost done as we're going to hit winter break here going on. And so in your assessment, how are things going? I know now we're into basketball season and wrestling, stuff like sports.
You bet. You know, it's been fast. fast and furious, but it's good to see this student learning, teachers teaching, paras helping, all of our cabinet people and their departments working so well. It's really been a great year so far. Applaud everybody for their commitment to being a Blue Jay and a Jayette. And it is busy right now because lots of youth sports, lots of high school sports, middle school sports. So it's smooth, relatively speaking. A great start to the year and looking forward to January and getting going with that.
Well, and also I know the basketball team's playing on the Dan Marburger court, so that's really a cool
thing.
You
bet. That's always cool. And what a beautiful court, and great to be honoring Dan each and every time that we step onto that court. And we'll be having a tribute to that very soon, and we'll let people know about that.
Awesome. Again, that is the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks, always joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Clark, really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much, Shaquan. As always, thank you for having me here, and let's make it a great day.
Awesome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.